God, I'm so grateful for this day. I'm so grateful for everyone that is here, and I'm thankful that we get to be in this place worshiping you and talking about your Son. Father, I pray today that you would help us to understand, to listen, to learn, and then go away from here changed. We might be different because of what you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, I know you guys are a little bit confused when I have you had you walking over that side. It was a little bit mean, I get that. But the reason I did that was because I wanted to tell you guys that there's actually a story in the Bible where some people were really confused, just like you guys were. Right? Imagine at home, mom and dad are like, go find eggs. And there are no eggs. It would be a hard time, right? Here's the thing. Some people in the Bible were looking for something, and they couldn't find it. It wasn't Easter eggs. There's no chocolate eggs in the Bible, I don't think. Nope. No, not even in the Old Testament. No chocolate eggs in the Bible. These people were actually looking for a person, and not just any person. They were actually looking for someone who had died. And so I'm just going to warn you, it's a little bit of a sad story to start out with, but don't worry. It gets way better as we go. All right, so moms and dads, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in Luke chapter 24. That's where our story is today in the Bible. If you don't have it, it's going to be up on the screens all over the place. Kids, if you can't read just yet, that's okay. I'm going to read it out for you. And we're going to see what God's word has to teach us this morning. So these are people going to look for something, more specifically, someone who had died, their friend. Listen to what it says. But on the first day of the week, early at dawn, kind of like how some of you woke up this morning before the sun was even up. Seems unreasonable, but it happens. Early at dawn, they went to the tomb. That's where they would have buried this person, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. Now, that's a little bit weird, right? Because if someone was put in the tomb because they had died, that's normally where they stay, and you don't normally touch it. You just leave it like that. But they get to the tomb, and the stone has been rolled away. And so they're like, no. This was our friend, and we're going to investigate what's going on. So look at what happens next. But when they went in, they did not find the body. Just like you guys were over here going, Easter eggs, nothing. They went in to find what they were looking for, and it wasn't there. They did not find the body. But which body? The body of the Lord Jesus. This isn't just anybody. This is Jesus' body. But the problem is, it's not there. They couldn't find it. Now, like I said, some of you know the story. Some of you would have heard part of the story on Friday. But just in case you don't know it or you've forgotten, I want to remind all of us today what's happening here. So these people are going to find their friend Jesus, who only a few days before had died. And now you might be sitting here, you might be thinking, well, why? Well, what happened? Why did Jesus die? Was he like super old? Was he sick? Was there an accident? Like what actually happened? Why did this friend of theirs die? Here's why he died. It's because he was saying and he was doing some things, some pretty amazing things. But there were a group of people who really didn't like what he was doing. They really didn't like what he was saying, and they were getting angry with him. You might say, well, what would he say that would make these people so angry? Well, the first thing he said was this. He said that he was Jesus, the Son of God. Now, I don't know about you, but if you were to introduce yourself to someone, and you said, for example, if I were to say, hi, I'm Dan, the son of Vic Willis, you would all go, hi, Dan, the son of Vic Willis. What does that mean? All right, I think my dad's pretty cool. I think he's pretty amazing. But here's the thing. You guys, most of you have no idea who my dad is. Jesus would rock up and Jesus would say, I am Jesus, the son of God. And even if you haven't been to church before, even if you don't really know your Bible very well, most people in all of the world know about God. In fact, he's probably the most famous person in all of the universe. And Jesus said, I am his son. That was the first thing he said. But the second thing he said was really cool. He would say this. He said, I'm the son of God, and I'm inviting you into God's kingdom. I want you guys to come and be a part of God's kingdom, the kingdom of God. And sometimes he would call it the kingdom of heaven. Now, for these guys, this was the best news ever. It was exciting news. Some would even say, good news, right? This news was incredible. They were actually waiting for this, and they were hoping for this. Man, their life and the way that they were living and the way things were going wasn't great. And what they were hoping for this to happen. And finally, Jesus rocks up and he says, the kingdom of heaven is coming. And I want you guys to know that there is a way for you to get there. Now, I don't know about you guys, but can you imagine trying to get into a place as amazing as a kingdom of heaven? Yeah, like, I don't know what you'd have to do for that. I don't know. Maybe it's a lot of money. Maybe you have to pay a lot of money. Maybe you have to do a lot of good things. Or maybe you just have to do all the right things. Or maybe there's a bunch of things that you have to get in the right order. I don't know what I would have said you have to do to get into that kind of kingdom. What Jesus said, for you to get into the kingdom of God, this is what he said. The first thing he said was you need to repent. And you're like, damn, come on, man. I'm eating Easter eggs here. What's repent all about? Repent simply means this, to turn away from. Jesus says, I need you to turn away from. And what he was saying people needed to turn away from was to turn away from sin. And our sin is obviously all those bad things that you say, the wrong things that you do, anything that you do that God would say, that doesn't seem like a great idea. And whether you are from children's church or whether you have been in church for a long time, or whether this is your first time at church, I'm pretty sure that you would agree that it would be a much better world if we could just get rid of sin. So it seems like a good idea anyway. So the first thing Jesus said was repent. Turn away from your sin. And then the second thing he said was this. Believe. Believe that he, that Jesus was and is the Son of God. That's all. To get into the kingdom of heaven, repent and believe that Jesus is, in fact, the Son of God. What amazing, what incredible news. But, like I said, dun, 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 here come the baddies, all right? There were a bunch of rulers and leaders who didn't like what Jesus was saying. They didn't like the fact that Jesus was saying, listen, I'm going to be a king of a kingdom, and you can come, and I'm the Son of God. They're like, we don't want that. So they wanted to get rid of him. And that's what they did. And that's why they put him on a cross, and he died on that cross. So can you imagine his friends? Can you imagine his friends how sad they would have been? Their friend is now dead. But also, if their friend was dead, then that meant, hold on. How can you have a kingdom without a king? And how can you have someone to believe in if they're dead? But more than that, not only are they dead, but his body is gone. So what's going to happen next? Well, let's carry on with our story. They're super confused, just like you guys were looking for Easter eggs. And look at this. While they were perplexed, is our word for the day, perplexed. It means confused. Mummy, I'm perplexed. Why have I not got Easter eggs? while they were perplexed about this, behold, two men standing by them in dazzling apparel. That's how Steve normally walks into the offices. Just dazzling apparel. No, joking. In dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, now just before we see what they say to them, two angels greet them in dazzling apparel. They're wearing shining clothes. And these guys are like, whoa, the stone has moved. Jesus isn't there. There's angels. And they're like, they're really scared. And they put their faces down. They don't know what they're going to do. But the men said to them, are you ready for this? Why do you seek the living among the dead? And so they're at the tomb and they're just like, they're hiding their faces, they're like scared, and then they hear, why do you seek the living among the dead? And I can only imagine they would have looked at each other and be like, did you hear what they said? Did you hear that? The living among, that makes no sense. Why would we be looking for someone alive in a graveyard? What are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that he isn't dead? Maybe he is, but we saw him die. They were so confused. They were trying to figure it out. They were perplexed. What on earth is going on? Then the angels explained to them in seven words, the most incredible words you will ever read. Now, those of you who are from children's church, sneaky Stu, those of you who are from children's church, you guys have treasure verses, right? Almost every week, your Sunday school teachers will give you a verse to memorize for the week. Now, we are going to do a treasure verse today, moms and dads and friends. We are going to try and learn a treasure verse. When I was going to children's church when I was growing up, I really struggled to learn these, okay? But this is just seven words. It's actually only half of a verse. We can do it. And here is what the angels said. He's not here, but has, what does it say? But has risen. He said, why are you seeking the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Luke 24:6. Never forget it. Never forget it. You should be able to be walking down the street, and if I see you coming, I go, Luke 24:6, and you just straight up go, he is not here, but has risen. If there's one thing you need to remember today, it is this. And so to make sure we don't forget, we're going to learn by way of competition. Is there a better way to learn? I don't think so. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to split you up. We're going to have 1, 2, and 3. Now, kids, you are going to help us with this, all right? I'm going to say Luke 24:6. And when I say Luke 24:6, you're straight up going to go, he is not here, but has. And when we see the word risen, we are going to shout, risen! Is this section ready? You guys can be quiet. You can get your voices ready. All right. Stu, come on. Help us out here, man. We've got like this overachiever taking it off the screen already. All right, you ready? Just you guys. Luke 24:6. He is. Yeah. All right. Good job. Solid 6.5. All right. Middle group. You guys ready? Luke 24:6. He is. Oh, a little bit of a, yeah, that was good. All right, you guys. You've had some practice. You ready? Henny, stay seated. I know you're getting excited about this. Luke 24:6. They pulled it off right at the end there, guys. That was pretty good. Well done. But Luke 24:6, he is not here, but has risen. Guys, like Rob just prayed, this changes absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. But they would have still been a little bit confused about what's going on. Right? We saw him die. He was gone. Look at how our story finishes up. It carries on and it says this. The angels say to them, guys, remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man, that is Jesus, must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, those were the rulers who didn't want him, and be crucified. That is a way of saying that he would die on a cross. It must be crucified, and on the third day rise. They were like, and they remembered his words. And they remembered his words. That's right. We're not going crazy. He said he would die. We watched him die, but we forgot. He said he would rise again, and he had risen again. So what does this mean? Oh, this means our friend Jesus is alive. But hang on. Think about this. If Jesus is alive, then that also means that he was who he said he was. That he is who he says he is. That Jesus really is the Son of God. Like Pastor Steve reminded all of us on Friday. If Jesus predicted his own death, and then died the way that he said he was going to die, it wasn't a sign of his weakness, it was a sign of his strength and authority. And now more than that, he was risen again. They remembered that he would rise again the same way that he said he would rise. So he is in fact the Son of God. But hold on, if he is in fact the Son of God, then that means more. That means that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is real and it is available. And here's the thing, guys. Here is the good news. Here is the best news. Here is the greatest news for us today. Not only available for his friends back then, for all of us here today. You see, because when Jesus rose again, he did one thing. Or he did two things. The first thing he did was this. He proved that he was who he says he was and is who he says he is. And he showed us that the kingdom of God is real. He proved that it was real. But the second thing he did was this. It wasn't just something that he proved. It was something that he provided. He provided the way for you and you. And we'll be here a while if we keep doing this. you. Or as Steve likes to say, yous. Us. For all of us to make our way into the kingdom of God. You guys remember how I said to you that Jesus had said, first you need to repent and turn from your sin? You need to repent and turn before anything else. You've got to make sure that you repent and you turn from your sin. Well, here's the thing. Jesus knows you and he knows me. And he knows that no matter how hard we try, as best as we try, there are things that we have done that we wish we didn't do. And there will still be things that we do that we wish we wouldn't. He knew that we would still make mistakes. And the thing that makes the kingdom of God so amazing is that there is no sin. And God cannot allow sin into his kingdom. So Jesus says, don't worry. I'll take care of it. And so when Jesus goes to the cross, when he goes to the cross, he says, I'll take your sin, and I'll take your sin, and your sin, and he takes my sin. He takes all of our sin, and he goes to the cross, and then he dies. And when he dies, so does our sin. But on the third day, he is not here but has risen. He stepped out of that grave, and you know what he left behind? Your sin. Your sin is nailed to the cross. He left it behind, and he stepped out of that grave. And because he stepped out of that grave, now you and I can live lives understanding this, that we have the ability to repent, turn from our sins, look towards who? Jesus, the risen Savior. Believe he is who he says he is, the Son of God, and that he did what he said he would do, rise again on the third day, dealing with your sin. That is why we celebrate today. And here's the thing. Before the service, kids, you remember, a bunch of you were up here looking at the tank. Some of you were probably thinking, did we get koi at North Coast? Like, what are we doing? We're getting a fish pond? No. We have this big tank up front today because four people today are going to get baptized. You see, what happens when we repent and we believe in what Jesus did and who he is, God says, now come into my kingdom. But more than that, he says, I want you to be a part of my family. In fact, the Bible says that when we believe, God says, you have been born again. And so four people are going to come up to the pool today, and then Steve is going to stand in there, and he's going to help them go under the water, completely under, and then he is going to bring them back up. And it is a way of saying, look, it is if I, like Jesus, have died and now I've been brought back to life. It's like I am born again. We've all been born at least once. But Jesus says, no, listen, there is another birth. There is another birth. An amazing birth, even better than the first, because when we come up out of the water, we are showing our friends and our family and our church and the world, he is not here, but has risen. We are saying he is alive, and so are we. New life in Jesus. And so kids, when you see somebody go under, when you see them come back up, just as you were shouting, risen, I want you guys to cheer and clap, because what we are seeing today is a picture of the most incredible thing that we can ever witness with our eyes. And that is people showing others, look, I have been brought into a new life, a new family of God, welcomed into his kingdom. I've repented, I've turned from my sin, and I believe in the risen Jesus. And so in just a second, we're going to hear from the four who are getting baptized today. We've got their video testimonies, and then they're going to take on the waters of baptism, and we're going to celebrate with them, and then we're going to sing at the end. Before that, though, let me pray. Heavenly Father, God, thank you. Thank you, God, for everything that we have spoken about today and infinitely more. God, help us to see not only that we must, but that we can repent and turn from our sins. And God, thank you for providing a way for us through Jesus, the perfect one who would die, so that when he rose again, he not only proved who he was and proved that there is hope beyond this life, but that God, He provided a way for us. Help us. Help those of us who are here today who have believed for a long time. Help us to remember again today, and help us to worship today. Father, I pray for anyone who is here today, young or old, Father, that as they hear this message, they would realize Jesus is who he says he is. There is a kingdom beyond this earth that is far better than anything we could imagine. And God the Father is inviting us to be born again into a new family, into a resurrected family, into a living hope. And so, Father, as our friends get ready for baptism now, God, we are so grateful for them. Father, we are so excited to now hear their stories and then see them take on the waters of baptism together. Thank you for today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.